A hot topic for physicists, underground real estate. The National Science Foundation is about to pick a site for the nation's new deep underground science lab. Researchers intend to study all sorts of things underground, from the Earth's inner core to outer space. Four states are competing for the site in hopes of winning federal funding and high-tech jobs. South Dakota Public Radio's Charles Michael Ray has the story.
A good way to get a group of physicists excited is to ask them what they'd like to study in a deep underground lab.
But I'm interested in neutrino oscillations.
What we are interested in is in measurement of radioactivity.
We're interested in how cosmic rays can affect semiconductor memory.
And my main interest is dark matter searches.
If things like cosmic rays, solar neutrinos, and dark matter are a little over your head, join the club. But it turns out that deep underground is a good place to look into outer space. Underground, radiation from the sun is filtered out, so it's easier to detect the minute signals that are emitted from deep outer space. But Ken Landy, a professor of physics at the University of Pennsylvania, says the United States needs to play catch-up in this type of science. He says the Europeans, the Japanese, the Russians, and Canadians all have underground labs of their own.
And so we've lagged behind in our own national facility. And this is sort of wonderful to see that we're about to get one.
Besides physics, scientists say an underground lab could be useful to a wide range of research, including biology, geology, and mining engineering. Even the Defense Department may have an interest in underground research. Bob Wilson, a physicist with the University of Colorado, has an if-you-build-it-they-will-come attitude.
The history of science has been that if you generate a tool and a facility that what comes out of it is far greater than you anticipated. So excited as I am by what I know we can do, you know, deep within me, I'm more excited about what I don't know we're going to do, but will be doing 15, 20 years from now.
The prospect of a new underground laboratory is getting politicians excited, too. They see a potential for federal funding for their deep tunnels and underground mines. One of the sites being considered is the Henderson Mine in the Colorado Rockies near Boulder. Colorado Governor Bill Ritter sees new jobs for his state.
These are great jobs. They're high-paying, high-tech, just the kind of thing a state wants to reach out and get. It's just a fantastic opportunity.
In South Dakota, the Homestake Gold Mine is a possible site for the new NSF lab. Governor Mike Rounds has taken the lead in lobbying for the lab. The state has already invested about $5 million, with $116 more million promised if the lab comes. South Dakota has gone so far as to acquire title to the former gold mine and has started to build a lab of its own. Critics say the state runs the risk of inheriting environmental problems if the deal goes south, but Round says it's a worthy gamble because it could foster a new tech-based economy in the state.
That means that our young people will have a chance to rub shoulders with some of the greatest minds in the world. And at the same time, young people who before had to leave South Dakota to do research could actually stay here, giving our kids a chance to be involved in the science and technology that right now is on the forefront.
The Pioneer Tunnel in Washington and the Sudan Mine in northern Minnesota are also in the running for the lab. Regardless of the outcome, funding for the actual underground lab construction will be up to Congress, and those involved don't expect that to come any time before 2009. For NPR News, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City, South Dakota.